You better not never tell nobody but God. It'd kill your mammy. Dear God, I am 14 years old. I have always been a good girl. Maybe you can give me a sign, let me know what is happening to me. Last spring, after the Lucius come, I heard them fussing. He was pulling on her arm. She say, "It's too soon, Fonzo, I ain't well." Finally, he leave her alone. A week go by, he pulling on her arm again. She said, "No, I ain't gonna. Can't you see I'm already half dead, and all these cheering?" She went to see her sister doctor over Macon, left me to see after the others. He never had a kind word to say to me, just say, "You gonna do what your mammy wouldn't." First he put his thing up against my hip and sort of wiggle it around. Then he grabbed hold of my titties. Then he pushed his thing inside my pussy. When that hurt, I cry. He started to choke me, saying, "You better shut up and get used to it." But I don't never get used to it. And now I feel sick every time I be the one to cook. My mama, she fuss at me and look at me. She happy, 'cause he good to her now. But too sick to last long. Dear God, my mama dead. She die screaming and cussing. She scream at me. She cuss at me. I'm big. I can't move fast enough. By time I get back from the well, the water be warm. By time I get the tray ready, the food be cold. By time I get all the cheering ready for school, it be dinner time. He don't say nothing. He sat there by the bed, holding her hand and crying, talking about, "Don't leave me. Don't go." She asked me about the first one, whose it is. I say, "God's." I don't know no other man or what else to say. When I start to hurt, and then my stomach start moving, and then that little baby come out my pussy chewing on it fist, you could have knocked me over with a feather. Don't nobody come see us. She got sicker and sicker. Finally she asked, "Where it is?" I say, "God took it." He took it. He took it while I was sleeping. Killed it out there in the woods. Killed this one too, if he can. Dear God, he act like he can't stand me no more. Say I'm evil and always up to no good. He took my other little baby, a boy this time. But I don't think he killed it. I think he sold it to a man and his wife over Monticello. I got breasts full of milk running down myself. He said, "Why don't you look decent? Put on something." But what I'm supposed to put on? I don't have nothing. I keep hoping he finds somebody to marry. I see him looking at my little sister. She's scared. But I say, "I'll take care of you, with God help." Dear God, he come home with a girl from Round Gray. She be my age, but they married. He be on her all the time. She walk round like she don't know what hit her. I think she thought she love him, but he got so many of us, all needing something. My little sister Nettie has got a boyfriend in the same shape almost as Pa. His wife died. She was killed by her boyfriend coming home from church. He got only 3 children, though. He seen Nettie in church, and now every Sunday evening, here come Mister. I tell Nettie to keep it her books. It'd be more than a notion, taking care of children ain't even yourn. And look what happened to Ma. Dear God, he beat me today 'cause he say I winked at a boy in church. I may have got something in my eye, but I didn't wink. I don't even look at men's, that's the truth. I look at women, though, 'cause I'm not scared of them. Maybe 'cause my mama cussed me, you think I kept mad at her, but I ain't. I felt sorry for mama. Trying to believe his story killed her. Sometime he still be looking at Nettie, but I always get in his light. Now I tell her to marry mister. I don't tell her why. I say, "Marry him, Nettie, and try to have 1 good year out your life. After that, I know she be big." But me, never again. A girl at church say you get big if you bleed every month. I don't bleed no more.